Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn about in-person worship times at both locations. Worship will begin shortly. We are glad that you are with us.
Good morning. Welcome to First United Methodist Church of Brighton and Whitmore Lake, the place where we want to know God, love God, and serve God. Happy New Year's Eve to you. I'm Pastor Lynn, your associate pastor, and whether you're joining us online or in person, we are so glad you're here with us because we're having a really special service today. Both our 9:15 and 9:30 and 11 o'clock services, we're all together today, and we're going to be singing a lot acoustical guitar music with our beloved Mike Tooman. So you've come on a great day. But we do have a few announcements. First, I want to invite you to complete a connection card. Whether you're online or in person, sign in and let us know that you're here. And also share your prayer concerns. You can use the cards that are in the pews, or there's an online way also to let us know your prayer requests. And then we're planning to do a first time something. Some folks in the congregation are planning our very first story slam, or actually it's a story and poetry slam. If you never heard of that, it's a place where folks gather and they share stories, and it's really quite an interesting event. We have chosen the theme of people sharing stories about finding acceptance, whether it's accepting themselves or learning to work with ways that we are seeking acceptance. For example, there are rumors that there are some people who think that I'm not a good singer. I boo, right? However, I could, if I wanted to, tell a wonderful story about how much singing means to me and why I go ahead and sing anyways. So that's an example of something, of finding a way to accept yourself or to help others to accept who you are. If you're interested in telling a story or a poem, you can submit them to Susan Kimball by email prior to January 12th. And it's just, we're experimenting. So we're going to try and see how that works. The next announcement is that Sunday school and nursery will resume next Sunday. So we're delighted to have any kids that are with us today, and starting next week, we'll be back to norm. And then finally, Pastor John and Pastor Lindsay are on vacation, well earned, but they're already working hard on the new sermon series that's starting in January. And it's something I think is kind of interesting because we're going to start the new year focusing on our blessings, and we're going to call it Gratitude 365. What a good way to start the new year. So with all of that, let's begin our special time of music.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. I'm not so good at the talking, but I'm going to try really hard to talk slowly this morning. We're not going to do a lot of talking. But I wanted to have one more Sunday where we could sing all these Christmas songs one more time and kind of put them to bed for the year and put the year to bed also. Let's stand for the first couple of songs. We're not going to stand for the whole service, though I thought about it. Thank you. The shepherds came.
The shepherds came to see the baby, stood by his mother's side. Here lay the Savior inside a manger. Oh, what a glorious night. Oh, what a glorious night. I hear the angels singing, hallelujah, let the earth receive her King. I know that love has come. Sing it out, Jesus Christ is born. Jesus Christ is born.
All right, verse 2.
The shepherds wondered, they couldn't hide it. Told everyone inside. All were amazed when they heard how God came down on this glorious night. God came down on this glorious night. I hear the angels singing, hallelujah, let the earth receive her King. I know that love has come. Sing it out, Jesus Christ is born. Jesus Christ is born. Glorious, glorious. What a glorious night. Glorious, glorious. What a glorious night.
Let's bring it down.
All is calm now, all is quiet, stars shining in the sky. Below in Bethlehem, the King is sleeping. Oh, what a glorious night. Oh, what a glorious night. I hear the angels singing, hallelujah, let the earth receive her King. I know that love has come. Sing it out, Jesus Christ is born. Jesus Christ is born.
One more.
I hear the angels singing, hallelujah, let the earth receive her King. I know that love has come. Sing it out. Jesus Christ is born. Jesus Christ is born. Glorious, glorious. What a glorious night. Glorious, glorious. What a glorious. One more. Glorious, glorious. What a glorious night.
Amen. Joy to the world. One, two, one, two, three.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. And heaven and heaven and nature sing.
Here you go. One, two, one, two, three.
Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let all their songs employ. While fields and floods, rocks, hills and plains, the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. Joy, unspeakable joy. nations prove the glories of his righteousness and wonders of his love and wonders of his love and wonders, wonders of his love. Joy, unspeakable joy, an overflowing well, no tongue can tell. Joy, unspeakable joy, it rises in my soul, never lets me go.
Amen. Please be seated.
It came upon the midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men, from heaven's all gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing.
Amen.
I ask thee to stay close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care and fit us for heaven to there.
And now we come to our time of prayer together on this New Year's Eve. So I invite you to bow your heads with me. God of yesterday, today, and of all our tomorrows, as we mark the beginning of a new year, we give you thanks that you are a God who loves with an everlasting love. We thank you that you give meaning and purpose to our lives and that we are not alone. The most amazing part, God, is that you know us completely. You see us as persons, somehow that you love. Even if others forsake us, you're always ready to forgive and to offer new beginnings. In this last day of the old year, we think back on those who have been ill this past year. We remember those we have lost, whether family, friends, mentors, persons who have inspired us in some way. We entrust them to your care. We also remember the lost relationships, the changes in our work roles, in our own health. Forgive us for our mistakes, for our short-sightedness, for our close-mindedness, for the harm we have done to others, sometimes unintentionally, and God forgive us, sometimes even intentionally. Finally, Lord, we remember the more normal changes in the past year, the things that have happened, the wonderful things as children were born or began school or left the family nest, or when people moved to new homes or new communities. In all these seasons of change, we pray for your blessing upon us and others. And we look to the year ahead, and we pray with the poet Ted Loader, Lord, help me to be a beginning for others, to be a singer to the songless, a storyteller to the aimless, a beginning of hope for the despairing. Help me to believe in beginnings so that I may not just grow old, but grow new each day of this wild, amazing life you call me to live. And now in the silence, I invite you to simply remember those whom you love. Remember the last year and look forward with hope to the beginning of the new year as you talk with God about that. And now let us pray together the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Infant holy, infant lowly, for his bed a cattle star. Oxen lowing, little knowing, Christ the babe is Lord of all. Swift are winging, angels singing, Noel's ringing, tidings bringing, Christ the babe is Lord of all. Flocks were sleeping, shepherds keeping vigil till the morning new. Saw the glory, heard the story, tidings of a gospel true. Thus rejoicing, free from sorrow, praises voicing, greet the morrow. Christ the babe was born for you.
Amen.
In the bleak midwinter, frosty wind made moan. Earth stood hard as iron, water like a stone. Snow had fallen, snow on snow. God, heaven cannot hold him, nor earth sustain. Heaven and earth shall flee away when he comes to reign. In the bleak midwinter, a stable place affords. The Lord God incarnate, Jesus Christ. Yet what I give him, give my heart.
Amen.
O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark streets shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. The first Noel, the angel did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night. God rest you, merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember, Jesus Christ our Savior was born upon this day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. In Bethlehem in Judah, this blessed babe was born and laid within a manger upon this blessed morn, for which his mother Mary did nothing take in scorn. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Amen. Such a comforting song. We have an upbeat one. Do you guys want to stand? Let's stand. All right.
Mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
While shepherds kept their watching o'er silent flocks by night, behold, throughout the heavens there shone a holy light. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. The shepherds feared and trembled when low above the earth rang out the angel chorus that hailed the Savior's birth. Mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Down in the lowly manger, the humble Christ was born. And God sent us salvation that blessed Christmas morn. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ. Could have come like a mighty storm, with all the strength of a hurricane. You could have come like a forest fire, with the power of heaven in your flame. But you came like a winter snow, quiet and soft and slow, falling from the sky in the night to the earth below. Swept in like a tidal, or in an ocean to ravish our heart. You could have come through like a roaring flood to wipe away the things we've scarred. Like a winter snow, quiet and soft and slow, falling from the sky in the night to the earth below. wasn't in a bush burning. No, your voice wasn't in a rushing wind. It was still, it was small, it was hidden.
Before we go on, I want to point out the person to your right. Kate Fick is playing the piano and singing as well. Yeah, really well. That's usually her song.
Hasn't this been lovely? I feel as though I've been experiencing Christmas in a relaxed and lovely way with the busyness gone. So thank you, Michael. Thank you, Kate. For our time of offering, I invite you to hear some words of a different version of the Christmas story, the version from the Gospel according to John. And as you listen, reflect upon the magnitude of our gifts from God in Jesus Christ. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. So as we give our gifts, may they reflect the grace upon grace that we have received.
Angels we have heard on high sweetly sing.
I changed my. We should all start that together. Here we go.
One, two,
one, two.
Angels we have heard on high sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply echoing their joyous strains. Gloria, green excelsis Deo. Gloria, green excelsis Deo.
Why don't we stand?
Shepherds, why this jubilee? Why your joyous strains prolong? What the gladsome tidings be which inspire your heavenly song? Gloria, in excelsis Deo. The Lord, the newborn King. Gloria, in excelsis Deo. Gloria, in excelsis Deo. Lend your aid while our hearts in love we raise. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Amen. Amen. We have one song left. Thank you for, let's come in to sing together this morning. This has been awesome. This has been really fun. All right. Thank you. And to you as well.
Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Sing, choirs of angels, sing in exaltation. Oh, sing, all ye citizens of heaven above. Glory to God, all glory in the high.
us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come, ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. All our hope is in you. All our hope is in you. All the glory to you, God. The light of the world. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Choirs of angels sing in exaltation. Oh, sing, all ye citizens of heaven above. Glory to God, all glory in the highest. Come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. One more time. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
And now, my friends, receive what is believed to be the oldest blessing in the Bible, and I am going to pray it over you right now. My friends, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you peace now and forevermore. Amen. Go in peace.
We are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You are invited into this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of the community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org for details about in-person worship at both of our two locations. We hope you were blessed by this worship. Please click the like button, subscribe to our channel, share this video, and join us again next week.